Solo news. Hey, that's a start. I've got three news items, well, sort of news items for ya. The links will be down below. So here's a picture of two femons. At least I think it is. Doing what they've always done. Bare-knuckle fighting. Of course, our real guys like me and you guys out there know a bit different, don't we? Femons never bare-knuckled fighted. Is that a word? I'm sure back even in the caveman days, femons did what they traditionally do. Pull hair. Scratch. It's a catfight. So of course they're copying men. You know, these people they don't like apparently and are no good. They're trying to be masculine. And of course to show how good they are at everything. Which of course they're not. Bare knuckle fighting with femons isn't very exciting. I mean, let's face it, guys, your young girlfriends when you were a younger man, did they punch you? They didn't even know how to make a fist. And this, for a man, is a complete turn-off. And all it proves is monkey see, monkey do. They can copy very well, but never make it their own. I mean, can you imagine?
Well, Mary Sue, your mother isn't coming home tonight. She was knocked out in a fight. She lost a few teeth and have got a broken nose.
I'll be cooking supper, so it's beans on toast, and I'll be reading you a story tonight as well. It's a cowboy, lust in the dust.
I mean, really, what are they trying to prove? Are they trying to prove they're like men or they are men? Because they're not and never will be. Now, here's something I thought died many years ago. Like, years ago, down where I lived in the town, there used to be Hindus. And femons, they all had a theme. And it was quite boring seeing them walking around with this theme. Generally, it was a typical femon mentality. They all were dressed the same. You know, the herd-like mentality that they all have. And it's just another way of drawing attention to themselves. But to be fair, one of her friends must have bagged a man. Jesus, one born every minute. So the hens celebrated, of course. But apparently there's over 1,000 hens coming to where I live. And I won't be going out, I can tell you. But this is a classy hen do, I guess. Take a look at what they've got next to her. You see, femons always make it about sex, whatever they do. Because without sex, they're just an empty vessel with a tube. And if you turn them upside down naked, they'll whistle in the wind. Some of these femons here look a little bit old for that sort of thing. But I bet you they could put that thing in their mouth and talk out the other side. Femons take everything and degrade it into butchery. This is supposed to be the union or something of two people who are in love. Nope, femons make it all about sex. And because femons are acting in such a way they are, when the sex finishes in that marriage, so will the marriage probably, because there isn't nothing else. Now here's another picture of a femon. Actually, the rock looks a lot better, actually, to me. I think the person that wrote the story is a femon, and she's a life coach. What the hell is that?
Oh, yes. Don't forget to breathe. You must breathe to stay alive. See, I'm a life coach.
Once again, it's a femon-type job. It's a nothing job. But this femon in the picture has embraced her cellulite. Or is it that the cellulite has embraced her? Lots of femons suffer from cellulite. Even younger ones. You can get rid of it by exercise, toning up, eating right. But this femon is far too lazy for that. She's accepted her cellulite. Of course, reading between the lines, she hasn't accepted it. She just doesn't want to work that hard to get rid of it. And because she loves her cellulite, you should too. I mean, she wants to accept her cellulite, fine. But she doesn't have to show it off to everybody in a bikini, does she? I personally would rather not see it. Thank you very much. I don't know, maybe it'd be a trend. Maybe there'll be some cellulite models. You can imagine the guys, can't you?
My God, look at the cellulite on that. Jesus.
Yeah, I don't think so. It's the same as the femons are overweight. They say they love themselves the way they are because they're too damn lazy to lose weight because it takes effort. Well, I don't know about you guys, but I think I'd rather bang the rock. It's no real wonder why there's so many femons alone today. Apparently they want to be, but they don't really, do they? No, what they want is their cake and eat it too. And I'm afraid that isn't going to happen. But what they don't understand, because they're delusional, is they're turning men away. They're turning men off. When I was a much younger man, I used to slam my dick in the sliding wardrobe door. a couple of times, so I could get my trousers on to go out for the night. But nowadays, all you gotta look at these modern femmes, or supposedly modern, and whammo, limp.
Oh yes, I'm your life coach. I must remember, you must breathe all the time, and also you must eat. I might have forgotten that before, but you must eat as well, okay?
Where would I be without the life coach?